Hey team, being a good customer is surprisingly expensive. Loyalty, unfortunately, is not rewarded. New customers get the deals. Loyal ones get the price creep. And it happens with your power company, your insurer, your bank. Stay longer and you'll probably pay more. Leave, or even just threaten to, and suddenly there's a better offer on the table. It's a loyalty tax, and most of us are paying it without realizing. So, I had a chat to the TVNZ breakfast team about how we can put a stop to it in our own lives, and also totted up some of the ways it's costing you. It's a lot. They were nice enough to say I could also share that chat here with you, so enjoy.
We all want to be loyal customers, but is our loyalty getting us anywhere? Some would say no, with many companies creeping in a loyalty tax. So what does this mean and how could it be affecting you? To tell us more is independent financial journalist Frances Cook. Good morning, Frances. All right, what is a loyalty tax?
Basically, you've stuck around, you haven't done anything, you've maybe been there for years, and everyone else is getting a better price than you are.
Where are we getting hit by these? What sort of services?
Basically everywhere. But if you're thinking about any of your core bills, anything that sort of sticks around, refreshes regularly, that is where you are most likely to get a loyalty tax. So your power bill is shocking for it, bank fees, insurance. And it's often these areas of life where we are really struggling with the costs of it. So it really, really adds up. Power. Absolute classic one. And power prices have gone up 12% just last year, 20% over the last 2 years. So we're really struggling with them. And then, you know, the classic thing is if you just go and have a little look at powerswitch.org.nz, super easy way to compare. The average person there saves $450 just by price comparing.
That's considerable.
Right. We've also got billy.co.nz. You can upload your power bill. They'll give you a personalized comparison. The average person there apparently saves $700 a year.
Wow.
It's massive.
So there was consumer research out this morning too, showing that more than a million households are likely paying too much for power. So what did they say? Half of the nation's households have stayed loyal to their power provider for at least 5 years.
Yes, we just tend not to move. New Zealanders are quite famous for being what they call really sticky customers. So we just tend to, we pick someone we like, we stick around for it. And you would think,
it's
right?
It's what we know, right? And it's always been the way.
Yeah, and we've got a lot going on in our lives. You know, it's a lot to sit there and price comparing your evening. You'd rather just, you know, zone out in front of the TV. That's fine. I get it. Me too. But it could be costing you thousands of dollars. Your insurance as well, right? So that's another one where they just the exact same coverage. But if you shop around, Consumer NZ's also looked at that before, and it could be a $1,600 difference over the course of a year. I mean, these are really big costs.
What about the upside for loyalty? Is there ever, or is there, you know, is there often ever any upside to it? For
Zip.
Loyalty card? Like, I've got the card, I must be getting some sort of benefit, no?
No, none. It's really annoying, right? So it tends to be that even when they run these really great deals, that's to attract new customers. Some companies, but it is the minority, will let their existing customers know, hey, we've got this new deal and you could switch to it. Mostly they just leave you be. So they'll be attracting all these new people for hundreds of dollars of difference and just leaving their existing customers. If you have had one of your core costs not changed for anything over 2 years, you almost certainly could be doing better on it and getting a cheaper price. Your bank as well. You know, there's a lot of these old, very fee-heavy accounts around, and that's adding up every single day.
Even things like using your internet, right? I mean, I've had this before where after a few years, you look at it and go, man, you know, this is obviously, you know that it's going up because they're sending you the email saying it's gone up a little bit. But actually the services change, right? So even things like broadband, you might be going to fiber and not realize that all these upgrades have taken place and you could essentially be paying the same or less for better services, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's anything that comes out of your bank every single month and you've just signed up, check that. And I know it's a pain to go through and do these, but I think pick one per week and just say, I'm just going to pick this one, do a quick price compare, and often you'll find out your exact same provider has a cheaper deal. you don't even have to move.
Yeah, because that's the thing, isn't it? It's the admin of moving companies and the thought of being on hold with a call for ages, talking to someone in a call center somewhere else. Yeah. That's probably the thing that's putting people off, isn't it?
Exactly. And, you know, you mentioned loyalty cards earlier. I mean, that is a really classic one. They want to keep you in the same place. They want to encourage that inertia. They want to keep you shopping with them. And that's why, you know, loyalty cards often mean that you can get the exact same thing even after the loyalty discount has been applied. The exact same thing for cheaper elsewhere. But if you take advantage of the fact that they want to keep you there, you can often say, hey, I found this good deal. Will you match it? And 9 times out of 10, they will. So it's really worth doing. And I will say with banks, a lot of people are worried about those fees and things that they add up, but they say, oh, I don't want to move all my direct debits. It's a real pain.
Get more promiscuous.
Yeah. Yes, that too. But, you know, open banking means that they can move all that stuff for you. All of your direct debits will come across with you automatically, even if you change banks. So,
always good advice, Frances Cook. Thank you so much for joining us, as always.
This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most situations. It's not individual financial advice. If you're after that, a financial advisor is always the best bet.